Half a day. I thank the Tinian Chamber of Commerce and President Philip Mendiola Long for inviting me to share some brief remarks for this event, the U.S. Military Contracting Forum 2 Opportunities in the Marianas. Although I am unable to be with you in person, I appreciate the opportunity to address you about the military buildup and the positive impact it may have on our local economies on Guam and in the Northern Marianas Islands. The realignment of Marines to Guam is certain to provide increased economic opportunities for our region, and I have worked to ensure the relocation of Marines is beneficial for both our civilian and our military communities. As the ranking member of the House Armed Services Readiness Subcommittee, I am in a leadership position with oversight on the planning of all military readiness and construction issues in the House. During my time in Congress, I have worked to secure more than $400 million in military construction funding directly tied to the realignment. Although there are a number of Senate concerns, I have secured legislation that would roll back Senate restrictions on spending military construction funds Guam has already received to ensure that we get this buildup back on track. I believe the CSIS report that was released in July did a good job of highlighting how some projects on Guam and Tinian can move forward as they enhance our training and readiness for Marines in the Pacific, as well as our allies such as Japan. I believe the Senate understands the importance of moving forward in some fashion. U.S. Pacific Command has tasked the Marine Corps to lead a broader scoping effort to look at improving joint training capabilities in the Asia-Pacific region. It's long been understood that there is a lack of consistent access to training ranges in this region. I will make sure that the Marines take a truly joint view of improving training in the Asia-Pacific region, and I believe Tinian and the Commonwealth broadly provide needed training opportunities. The key will be ensuring that other training studies like the Divert EIS make decisions that look at the broad view of training and take advantage of possible joint synergies that enhance readiness and find cost savings. However, our focus now should be on getting the Senate to understand that restrictive language on spending funds for the realignment is not helpful, and it harms our standing in the region. Once we loosen restrictions and begin to spend funds on certain facilities in Guam, we can begin to enhance training here on Tinian. In the meantime, I commend the Marines and other services for putting together training like Operation Forager Fury that demonstrate our region's importance to the readiness of our forces. As the department looks at training opportunities, it is important for our local communities to come together and maintain a unified voice to make sure the Obama administration knows that we are ready to move forward with the realignment. I will continue to work with our local leaders, Congressman Sablon, and my colleagues in the House and Senate Armed Services Committee to identify ways to make sure that this realignment of military forces is done right.